report on the two injuries. Brian Bulaga has a kneecap sprain. He'll be challenged to play this week. And Derek Sherrod had successful surgery in Kansas City last night, and I hope to get him back end of the week. He's there with one of our assistant trainers, Nate Ware. But that'll take your questions.
Mike, what exactly is a kneecap sprain?
That's a good question. He has a sprain around the kneecap is the way it was described to me. It's different than his same knee, different injury to the first one.
Sorry. With Derek, did they have to put some sort of screws or rod or anything?
I mean, once again, those are really questions for Derek. But the surgery happened last night. It was a little longer than anticipated, but it was successful, and he's doing very well.
Obviously, we know about the broken leg, but was there any other damage, anything to the knee joints or anything like that, ACL, MCL, anything with Derek?
My understanding, it's a broken leg. Yeah.
Considering Clifton's status, what do you do to protect yourself with depth at the position now?
Well, we'll play. It's next guy up. That's something that every football team goes through. We had extensive experience of it last year, so we're in a little bit of that mode right now. From a personnel situation, Ted and the personnel staff is looking at the options. We potentially may add somebody by Wednesday.
Mike, how likely are you to start the game the way you finished it with your O-line group?
I would think it's safe to safe to say that. That's the way we talked about it this morning. But, like anything, I'm being very premature speaking on Monday. We'll see how Brian responds. It's always hard to hold him back. So, he's of the nature to try to come back as soon as he can. So, but as we plan tonight and tomorrow, that's the way we'll plan based on who's healthy.
Any chance Chad would see the practice field?
The plan for Chad Clifton is, we want him to go through individual drills Wednesday. That's the goal. We feel he's reached that point, and we'll see what Wednesday brings us.
Mike, at this point, is it more his back than his hamstring? The hamstring pretty much?
I would say so, just from the perspective of what he's going through in the rehab segments, because you're never really going to know about the hamstring until he gets out there and the push and pull and of being in line and get into the team and drill work. So, but feel very confident about the hamstring. Feel that the time frame has been sufficient for that to heal. But I would say it's more the back is would be the last hurdle he has to overcome.
Do you feel like your team is better prepared mentally to fill in and do this because of the success you saw last year with guys jumping in?
I would say so. I think anytime you have an experience in the past, you can draw from it, whether it's positive or negative. So I think we're prepared for this. It's something we talk about. It's something we just talked about in a team meeting 5 minutes ago. So we're gonna game plan like we always do. We're not going to restrict anything, and we're going to do the best we can to put together a good plan to beat the Chicago Bears.
After looking at the film, do you feel better, worse, about the same?
Well, the film is always, it's like anything in this business. It's never as good as you think it is, and it's never as bad as you think it is. We didn't convert on enough opportunities to win the game. We had opportunities throughout the game. And they made more plays than we did. I think when you look at the statistics, time of possession is something that jumps out of you. Points scored, only 14 points by our offense. So those are things you look at and why, and they're all physical of nature. And we corrected them. We haven't been in a Monday mode like this for a couple of weeks. So I thought the meetings were good, a very accountable group, and we're getting ready for Chicago.
Mike, what do you think's going on with the number of drops your guys have had in the last couple of weeks? They were so good at the start of the season. It seems like that Giants game, and then yesterday there's been kind of a spike in the number of them.
We're not catching the ball as well as we have, and I agree with your opinion on that. And you know, but it's something that we'll continue to work on. It looks like the weather is going to be such we can get out both Wednesday and Thursday. So we've been practicing with the right temperature. We try to get the temperature, you know, the equivalent to what we're playing in, and we've been fortunate enough to get that. So it's just like anything in fine motor skills, it's more focus. It's not something that we're physically unable to do.
Mike Neal was playing, and then the second quarter, it looked like he may have shaken himself up on the one tackle, but then he didn't play. I don't think after that. Was he A, hurt, or did
no, he... Mike played 12 reps in the game, and it was just more based on personnel that we played. We probably played, you know, more based than we would have liked to, but based on the way the game unfolded, we end up playing a lot of base.
You confident you'll have Ryan back this week, and how much of a difference might he have made, at least stopping the run?
I think Ryan Pickett's having his best year as a Green Bay Packer, in my opinion, especially of the last 3 years in his defense. So he factors every single week up front. So it didn't help us not have him. That's for sure. But both Brandon and Ryan, I am hopeful that they'll be ready for Wednesday's practice.
What was today like for you guys?
I mean, you haven't had a Victory Monday. Haven't had a Victory Monday in so long.
Well, we've only started the Victory Mondays after Thanksgiving. So we actually stayed the course of a normal Monday. The team comes in, we have workouts, different slots, 8, 9, 10, 11. So 8 to noon, they have a strength and conditioning segment they go through. And then we start with the special teams, the quarterbacks at 12:30. Offensive defense went from 1:15 to 2:50, and then we have team meeting at 2:50 and 3:00. I'm here.
More on the focus on mentally for you guys. I mean, it's been a calendar year since you last lost. I mean, is the different mood in the locker room today for your team meeting?
Well, they're very quiet, and that's not been the norm for 12 months. So, very quiet plane ride home last night. And understandably so. Everybody's disappointed with the loss. You know, the opportunity to have an undefeated season, but you know, it's the reality is upon us. I mean, we have the goal of getting home field advantage right in front of us, and we have it at home against the Bears, and that's what we need to get ready for.
Like, it looked on the TV copy like you were trying to get your challenge flag out on the fumble. Was that part of it too?
No, it's like a lot of those decisions. You know, it was on the other side of the field. You know, the media. You know, we had communication immediately because I'm probably like everybody. You know, that's when I saw the ball come out. You know, I asked, was it a fumble out of the end zone? And you know, and I'm responsible for it, so the decision not to throw it. But you know, we felt it wasn't conclusive. That his foot stepped out. They actually showed a couple replays on the Jumbotron. I didn't feel that it was clear. And then, you know, I think emotionally someone said something, and I really caught myself from making that emotional decision. So, I mean, it's I was more concerned about the timeouts at that point than I was the actual challenge. I felt just the way the flow of the game was going. I wasn't willing to burn that timeout. You know, I felt it was going to potentially come down to a two-minute type situation. So I was hesitant, and the initial communication was that his foot stepped out. So and as what I saw on the Jumbotron, because I had two or three good looks at it, I didn't feel it was conclusive to throw the flag.
Did it look today then like?
I'd say the coaching tape, it was closer. I mean, it's a close call. I mean, I understand, you know, if it's that close, the theory of throwing it is understandable. But, I mean, in hindsight, do I wish I would have thrown it? Yeah, I mean, it could have cost us, you know, 3 points and, you know, a little more time on the clock. But I did not. I was more concerned about the timeouts, and I was actually with the challenge because, obviously, I had two challenges left.
Still okay with the onside kick decision?
Yes, I am. Really would have come down to, you know, those are decisions you make really before the game. You know, as far as your options in that particular situation, based on the way the game was going, do you give your offense, you know, one chance to get the ball back or two? And that's the way I look at that particular situation with three timeouts. So I took the risk, the higher risk of going onside kick. Looking to give the offense two opportunities to get the ball back as opposed to one.
Do your coaches in the booth see the regular TV feed that we would see in the press box?
I mean, it's different everywhere you go. I mean, I understand what the rules are and the way it's stated, but I very, very rarely on the road do you ever get to, hey, it's clear, I got the replay right in front of me. I don't know if that's ever happened to me. So,
Mike, after the outside kick, your guys didn't do a great job of stopping the run there. Was that pretty disconcerting? You made a change in outside linebacker. Are you mulling some options there?
Well, we're not mulling any options, based on, one situation in the game. We did not get off the field on defense in a 4-minute situation. So, no, we did not perform there. You have 3 timeouts. You expect to get the ball back. We didn't get that done. And just really the linebacker position change was just more something Kevin felt at that point. I don't think it will affect the way we go forward with Eric in game planning. But those are really questions for tonight and tomorrow.
Mike, can you reflect back on the 19-game streak and how rare that was? And, have you allowed yourself to kind of reflect on it and, second longest winning streak in NFL history?
I'm aware of it. I haven't really reflected on it. I was more focused on keeping it going, frankly. It is really 2 seasons, though. I mean, it's a 6-game run that we won the Super Bowl with and 13 in a row. This is the way I view it, and I know it adds up to 19, but I didn't spend a lot of time cherishing the ride. No, I have not. I was more focused on keeping it going.
Back to the offensive line, what did you think of TJ?
I'm sorry, what was the first
back
part?
To the offensive line, what okay. did you think of TJ Lang during his brief cameo?
I thought TJ battled the right tackle. I thought his way he graded out, it was something that you expect. He went out there and it probably wasn't the prettiest. That you would expect, but he knew what he was doing, and it gives us a chance to win. I feel very confident. TJ can play 4 positions on our offensive line, and frankly, he's training at center too, so he's a very valuable member of our offensive line.
Mike, it's one loss, but Tony Dungy's on NBC last night saying, if I'm Mike McCarthy, I'm concerned. What's your confidence level in this team right now? It's one loss after 19 wins in a row. Were there things that happened yesterday that make you a little bit unhappy with your team, or do you still feel very good about it?
I feel very good about our football team. We're 13-1. Our team is clearly understands the roller coaster ride that everybody likes to take you on. We kind of, we do the ride to just go that way. So it's important to stay in touch with the reality. We had a chance to look at the video. There's some things we didn't do very well yesterday that we normally do better, and that's what we're focused on. So I'm not going to react to one game. Everybody goes through different challenges throughout their season. We've been hit with some injuries here, and we'll fight right through them like we always have. But my confidence hasn't wavered. We got our next 2 games at home. We feel very good about the opportunity to clinch home field advantage, and that's really what our focus is. But more importantly, our focus is tighter on improving as a team, and there's things we need to get better at.
2 more. I know losing is never what you want, but is part of it maybe help refocus? Not that they weren't focused, but maybe sharpen the focus a little bit on the little things?
I don't believe in that theory. I know some people do. They think it takes a lot of pressure off you. Maybe I'm naive because I have young children and live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. But, I would like to think our team comes to work the same way every day. And just like I told them, if ESPN bothers you, don't watch it. So it's the fact of the matter, it's a long year. It's a long year. And, we line up to play to win them all, just like I would think everybody in this league. We didn't win the one yesterday. And you give credit to Kansas City. We felt all week. We talked about it. We preached about it. I probably didn't do a good enough job getting to cook the team ready. I knew it was going to be spirited. There's going to be a lot of energy. We were impressed with a number of segments of their team going into the game. You got to give it to our fans. Our fans were outstanding. Just have an opportunity to work in Kansas City to see all the Packer fans. So it was a great environment to go compete in, and we didn't play our best game.
Mike, not to get into the this isn't a question about how you're going to plan it out, but will what happened tonight have any effect on how you try and piece together playing time and stuff moving forward and who you may or may not start if, in fact, Pittsburgh wins that game tonight?
That's a good question. That's a question, really, that needs to take on more conversation. I know how I feel now, and I know how our players feel. They can't wait for Sunday night. So, but that's something that we'll take time. But we're preparing, you know, for Chicago no different than we would in Week 1 or Week 10.
It's different now with one loss than it was versus no losses for you in terms of your thought process in that regard?
No, not at all. I don't understand what you're asking.
You don't have to worry about chasing perfection. Do your guys want a chance at doing this or doing that? Will that change the way you make that decision?
Not at all. I mean, we game plan the same way, every week, and that won't change this week either, regardless of who plays.
Just to clarify Chris's question, if the 49ers win tonight, they would still play before you, I think, next weekend.
Correct.
Are you able to make changes based on what they do the following?
Last time I checked, you don't turn that inactive list into, you know. It was an hour and a half before the game. So
I just didn't know if it changed philosophically.
We're going to get ready for Chicago. I think it's important for us to be ready. I'm more concerned with what goes on Tuesday to Saturday than I am Sunday night. And that was really the message to the team.